T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 47 degrees. This is debate day for President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace will spend 90 minutes moderating the debate, covering President Trump's and Joe Biden's records, the Supreme Court, coronavirus, the economy, the integrity of the election, and race and violence. Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic play host to the debate. Like most events this election cycle, it will look and feel different. Fewer than 100 or so people are expected in the debate hall, including ticketed guests, media, security, and health safety staff. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The debate begins at 8 p.m. It can be heard right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Kansas Governor Laurie Kelly has announced a new statewide coronavirus testing strategy.
The goal is to better coordinate public and private testing, which could help the state respond better to new cases.
This kind of testing will be available in at-risk congregate settings, such as nursing homes, correctional facilities, and schools, especially if contact tracing has proven difficult.
The governor says this strategy will help healthcare experts determine where the virus exists. She says that this could eventually lead to the full opening of schools and businesses. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita City Council is reviewing its economic development policy to give more incentives to small businesses. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
Redoing our formula for what we give for incentives when it comes to economic development so that it is more likely to target small businesses and not just, you know, those whales, those really big businesses that we usually go after.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Garden City Police are investigating the death of a 23-year-old man at a motel as a homicide. Officers were called to the Sunflower Inn Sunday morning and found Alec Cantu dead on the floor of a motel room. Police say Cantu's body showed signs of trauma, and it was apparent an altercation had occurred in the room. Before Cantu's body was found, officers responded to a call about an abandoned vehicle in the Arkansas River. Police say the car was registered to Cantu and had been vandalized. The investigation is continuing. President Trump is looking to increase COVID testing to try and reopen schools. Fox's Mike Emanuel reports.
The president has sent a letter to governors laying out his plan to provide 100 million rapid COVID tests to states free of charge.
50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities.
In the Rose Garden, President Trump highlighted expanded COVID-19 testing, sending them out to states with a recommendation that they're used to test teachers and students to reopen the nation's schools. President Trump did not take reporter questions today. Undoubtedly, they would have focused on a New York Times report on his taxes. The Times reporting that in 10 of the last 15 years, Mr. Trump paid no federal income tax, and in 2016 and 2017, he only paid $750.
President Trump calling the report from the New York Times fake news. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning in the Wichita area. Things are actually looking pretty good out there so far, traffic-wise. Not seeing any big tie-ups, not really seeing any very heavy traffic volumes at this time. You can check out the new whichway.org from the Kansas Department of Transportation. They've updated the look just a little bit. It looks a little bit different, so you can get used to that. Again, that is whichway.org, part of the Kansas Department of Transportation. Once again, it just a little more functional this morning on Which Way as they've updated the look. Looks fairly good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we hit 72 for the high in Wichita, and today's going to be just a little bit warmer. Our high 77, not as windy with west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear tonight, our low 53, then warming up on Wednesday with a high 84, dropping back into the mid-60s on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a west wind at 9 miles per hour and 45 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning, now 6:11 here on this Tuesday morning, September 29th. Only one day left in the month of September. 30 days, half September. Tomorrow's the last day.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a cloudy, windy day with across south central Kansas yesterday. The high was 72 degrees, a normal high of 77, a mostly sunny day, actually.
I've got to say, my walk around the pond was fantastic yesterday. I mean, it was just the conditions were beautiful out there.
Yeah, just a little breeze, not enough to really have a big impact on what you were doing.
Exactly. It was absolutely perfect.
On this date in 2005, John G. Roberts Jr. was sworn in as the nation's 17th Chief Justice after winning Senate confirmation. That was in 2005. John Roberts has been on the Supreme Court now for 15 years already. Wow. Well, we're considering the Senate. We'll be considering a new Supreme Court Justice and sometime soon. And Roberts sworn in on 2005. A federal judge in Philadelphia has joined others in ordering a halt to recent Postal Service cuts that critics say are causing mail delays and threatening the integrity of the presidential election. Six states and the District of Columbia presented compelling evidence from the U.S. Postal Service itself that shows a pronounced increase in mail delays across the country since July, the judge found. They've got a restraining order or whatnot. So they don't want any changes going on just now. Keep it as it is and let them continue to do their job. Of course, it's not going to be an election without controversy.
Nope.
Mail-in ballots, but...
Has there been too many elections that haven't had some sort of controversy
they all have
here
controversy,
and there?
But, yeah. This one is, I've voted a couple times mail-in ballots. I haven't had any problem with them, and we don't have any widespread problems in Sedgwick County that I know of, have ever heard of.
Nope.
So, it's possible that some counties are going to have problems, because down in Florida, I don't think they can hold an election in Florida, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Over the years, I just don't think they know how to do it. but yeah, every election, something happens in Florida, it looks like.
Seems that way.
The World Health Organization says it and leading partners have agreed to a plan to roll out 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for the coronavirus to help lower and middle income countries make up ground in a testing gap with richer countries, even if it's not fully funded yet. At $5 a piece, the antigen-based rapid diagnostic tests for which WHO issued an emergency use listing last week. The program initially requires $600 million. And as it gets started as early as next month to provide better access to areas where it's harder to reach with PCR tests that are used often in many wealthier nations. And, of course, even if you have a test here in the U.S. and in Sedgwick County, unless you are a professional athlete, or you're going to wait a few days.
Yeah, you're going to wait a little bit. Although, to be fair, it's getting better.
I think they've shortened the time considerably from what I've heard.
There was a point of time in which it might have been 10 days. And again, when you quarantine, it's only for 14. So almost at 10 days, what's the point? Whereas later on, I mean, when I got a test earlier this year, I got a test and I had the results back within 3 days.
Yep, 3 days.
That was a considerable improvement.
That's a pretty bad report that the Kansas COVID-19 cases up 16% in a week. Great big jump. That has to be, I would say... That would have to be from Labor Day, but I don't know. It's just maybe going back to school. We had a big jump, and
or a mix of both, which sounds
both.
Plausible.
There's people getting out. Weather's nice, whatever. So I'm going to continue to wear my mask and take the precautions. But yeah, I'll tell you the test itself, not difficult, but it does take a little time. Paperwork takes more time than anything. As they make sure that everything's okay. Now, on a couple of places here recently, you know, kids' ball games or volleyball games or whatever, they've had people there with these thermometers to you know, check your head, your forehead. Boom, takes just like that. Okay, you're all good. They give you an immediate test.
Yeah.
My daughter, and of course, she's got four kids, but she invested the other day in one of those for home. Not an oral, not a rectal thermometer, but just one to use on the head. And I don't know what you paid, about $50 or something. But I think that's a heck of an investment, especially if you've got kids.
Sure.
And I don't mind. They can check my forehead. I'd like to know if I got a fever.
Yeah. to be completely honest, the electric thermometer at my house is on my end table. I've been taking mine every once
in a while. Every 5 minutes if you want to.
Yeah.
You don't want to, but...
I haven't been doing it more than just here and there.
No, huh?
You know, but still... It's not in the drawer where it usually sits. It's out on the counter because it gets use.
All right, so we got that. We got let's see what else comes up. Like I said, tomorrow's the last day of September, so that means we've only got 30 some days to Halloween. Time to get ready for that.
And, oh yeah, go ahead and start buying that.
Start
candy.
Start buying the candy now,
because it'll still be there by the time Halloween rolls around.
It won't. If you buy it too early, you eat it all yourself before the kids ever get any.
That's
I just
exactly
wonder how many
it.
Kids are going to go trick or treating this year.
Oh, I don't know.
Man, I'm not sure I would let mine do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any youngers. I got grandkids, and there's only one or two that might go. The others are all too old for it right now.
So. Well, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've had to spend, you know, Halloween night asleep because I was on my way here.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen this year, so I'll have some candy ready just in case.
Saturday night.
Yeah. This will be the first time in my new apartment. I'll see if there's any kids that go apartment to apartment within the complex. I don't know if there are or not, because I've for the last years that I've been there, I've been asleep during Halloween.
6:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSA. It's time for Leadoff Sports with Chad Chambers. The Chiefs playing the Ravens Monday Night Football last night.
That's right.
And,
and I tell you, the Kansas City Chiefs were coming off of a close win where they didn't play their best.
Nope.
And they were facing one of the best teams in the NFL on their own turf. So going into this game, you were thinking, and of course the Ravens were favored to win the game, the Chiefs really had to be their best. Well, they did it. You heard it last night right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Chiefs holding the Ravens on defense.
Second and 4, Ravens right at midfield. Chiefs by 17. Jackson to throw, he's hit, the ball is out and picked up by Kansas City at their own 49-yard line. The Chiefs have the football. Neiman covers it up in the second fumble tonight. Chris Jones, his second sack. Sack Nation attacks Lamar Jackson.
And the Chiefs pouring on the offense too.
Mahomes is under center this time with an offset up. Sherman the fullback shades behind the right tackle Mitchell Schwartz. Kelsey in motion, tight hip fake to Williams. They're going to throw a corner pattern for Tyreek Hill. Reaches up and grabs it. Touchdown, Kansas City. A 20-yard touchdown, burning Marcus Peters for the second time tonight.
That's right. You know, the Chiefs were just dominating at times. This one, you can't really say it was a no-doubter, but at times it was definitely not in doubt last night. The Chiefs got a 34-20 victory in Baltimore. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Well, I thought a lot of people did a nice job. I'd start with the coordinators and the job that they did putting those game plans together. And then I thought the players were tremendous in the job that way they executed the game. So many people did so many good things. Our defense just was bearing down against what I consider one of the best offenses in this league.
Yeah. Just good all around. Chiefs won the game. They're 3-0. They return home for a game Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead against the 2-1 Tom Brady-less New England Patriots. So we'll see how that goes starting on Sunday afternoon. Royals shortstop Alberto Mondesi named the American League Player of the Week for the final week of the regular season. It was a stretch of 7 games in 7 days where he hit 16 for 26. If you're counting, that's him hitting 615 over 7 games. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty
darn
good
nice
for
average.
A week. Yeah.
Yeah,
especially in Mondesi, who mid-season was slumping badly. So that last week, he did really well. First Royals player to win the award in 2020. Good on defense, too. Perfect in 30 total chances at shortstop over that 7-game stretch. Turned 5 double plays. So, pretty good offensively and defensively, and some recognition for Royals shortstop Adalberto Mondesi in that final week of the season. The last night, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, some special programming. It was the WSU Coaches Show with Shocker Volleyball head coach Chris Lamb. Now, again, the AAC has moved volleyball until the spring season, so there isn't any volleyball. We're just catching up on the state of Shocker Athletics, and that's going to continue tonight over on KFH. At 6 o'clock, voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, will be joined by WSU Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and Shocker Assistant Athletic Director of Outreach and Staff Development, Brent Chemnitz. So there you go. Boatwright and Chemnitz will be joining Mike Kennedy at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH, and that's going to be followed at 7 by the Chiefs Kingdom Show after their big win over Baltimore. The Chiefs Kingdom Show ought to be a pretty good party going on there.
And at 8 o'clock, we've got the debate.
That's right, and that's here on KNSS. The arena, largely empty, but shouts of joy from the bench suggesting the triumph of winning the Stanley Cup in a bubble is no less sweet for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They defeated the Dallas Stars 2-0, capping off an NHL playoff staged in quarantine during the pandemic. So the bubble works out for the NHL, and they finish their season. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning as they hoist the greatest trophy in all of sports, Lord Stanley's Cup. Good work from them. And October baseball getting a bit of a head start. The MLB postseason gets started today. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
With an expanded 16-team playoff field, the MLB wildcard round is now made up of best-of-three series, with the top four teams in each league hosting the entire series at their home stadium. The American League will get the postseason started at 2 p.m. Eastern time, with the Minnesota Twins playing host to last year's AL champs, the Houston Astros. An hour later, it's first pitch for the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. That's followed by a wildcard series within the AL East with the top-ranked Tampa Bay Rays facing the Toronto Blue Jays. That gets started at 5 p.m. Eastern. Then at 7 Eastern, it's the New York Yankees opening their best of three against the Cleveland Indians. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And that's sports on Stephen Ted in the Morning.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the benefits of being a dog lover. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.